Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, inner fight, mad or glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about. We get the phones open. You can call it in. You don't have to identify yourself. Use a false name if you want. Whatever you want to do. Just keep it clean, all right? One of the biggest mads, I'm sure, for millions of us, is how we are controlled as disabled people through the money. Now, let me give you an example. I listen to the business news. I like to hear what's going on with people and their money, you know. And all these big companies, these heads of corporations, have access to their money as long as they don't do anything criminal, okay? And they're making all kinds of deals and doing things to benefit themselves. And, the argument is and would be they worked for that money, hopefully, you know. But now, look at the other side. We who are disabled, we work for the money that's there to help us. Being disabled is hell of a hard work. You don't believe me? Just ask anyone in a wheelchair who rolls up to a place or a building or an entrance that they can't get into. That's work. And the government is not compensating us for that. They give the money to agencies. The agencies get the money. We don't get that money. Now, here's what happens. A person's disabled. They need an aid to help them, you know, get up and out of bed and whatever, all the daily living skills and all that. That person doesn't have a choice as to how they're going to spend the money that's supposed to be there for that help, all right? They have to invite strangers in their home in many, many cases. And how many mishaps have been attached to that we don't know about? How many people we've had stories right here on the show about that? The woman who wanted to kill the cat of a disabled woman because she had some kind of a weird belief out of her country, you know. Plenty of people who have abused disabled people, stole from them, left them alone. All these things because the money is not used in the right way. I mean, people who run a corporation, they have to follow rules, sure. I'm not saying there shouldn't be rules. There should be. And people should be protected. And anyone who's disabled and practices criminal goings-on should be prosecuted by the law just like anybody else. But when that money is not being used in the right way, and when the threat of a nursing home hangs over your head day and night, and you have no way to really stop that threat because you don't have the money available to stop it, and the money is there, and the agencies, they should be mandated to raise money to keep people out of nursing homes. So this is a definite mad with this system. And then when you meet with your politicians and they tell you they can't help you on top of everything else, you know, if that money that's supposed to be there to help the disabled person was in the name of that disabled person and you could pay your own people and hire the people you want and get rid of the ones who are mistreating you and all that, would be a whole different ball game. All right. There's a certain program, what do they call it, CDPAP, where you're allowed to hire your own aides, but you don't pay them. You know, agencies pay them. The money's controlled by an agency. You can't even pay your own people. Coupled with the fact that you're on disability, and if you get anything extra, right away they're going to penalize your disability benefits, which we have earned with our lives. Just like the person who works up the corporate ladder has earned their way, we have earned our way with being disabled for years and years and not being able to get what we need for our lives and having to settle for less help and inferior help and all that. So that's a definite mad right here. Mad or glad Monday. And brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom's River, New Jersey. We may have made a mistake on the Whisker Walk. So we're going to leave that open. If you want to know any Whisker Walk information, email the Big East Akita Rescue at, let's see, what's the email? Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And, you know, you'll get the answers to your question. All right, sent in a video of my guide dog, Charabel, to the Big East, and I want to thank Joanne for acknowledging that. She said, great video. And thank you so much. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty. And phone number 631-888-1186 on the Kennedy. So give them a call. A lot of stuff in the news about houses and real estate and all that. You want to clarify it? Here's the number, 631-888-1186. Mr. Anthony Kennedy, Realty. All right, I want to thank Silo for their support. Greatly appreciate that, and for their promise of standing with us in a news conference to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We hope to have that in September after the summer. So we'll the information out there as it becomes available. Inner Sight, Silo. Thank you. 631-880-7929 is the phone number. Any questions on the disabilities or legislation or new stuff going? I got an email today that they're doing some kind of arrangement with vaccinations. I don't know what that's about, but you can call them. 631-880-7929. All right. Silo. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. We greatly appreciate that. Suffolk Bus, my good friend John Corrado and Tommy McAteer over there. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And that's the number you'll find up on the website, innersight.info. where, if you're so inclined, you could make a donation, bottom of the page on our PayPal. And you can be assured that that donation will be used to fight for equality for all disabled people. That's what Inner Sight is about. All right, James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer, good friend of Inner Sight. 516-783-9662. Any questions about service dogs? Or I was recently informed that emotional support dogs are not covered by the law. It has to be a psychiatric support dog. So make sure you get the terminology right and know what the dog does for you. Inner Sight, Bahamonde, James, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, you need dog food, cat food, veterinarian services? Give Gary a call. Nobody starves on Long Island. At 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. You don't have to explain to Gary why you need the food or, you know, you're low on funds or whatever. You don't have to give him a story. Just tell him you need the food, and he'll do everything he can to help you. And if you're disabled, you can't get to his pickup point, let him know. Maybe he'll be able to bring it to you. So you call 484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Connection, the Long Island Coalition, for helping us. And I'm sure they'll be helping us with the upcoming news conference in September. And by the way, if anyone would like to participate in that, it's to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. The whole idea behind that is to remove the threat of nursing homes for the millions of disabled people and for the millions of who would be eligible for nursing homes. So if you'd like to be a part of the news conference, tell your story, you can either do it. We're going to hopefully have Skype set up or Zoom. And some people can be at the site where we'll have the conference, or others can be on the video and Zoom. So anybody out there who would like to help, please feel free. Contact Inner Sight. Let me give you the email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Again, innersight@pmpmail.com, without attachment. Or you can call 631-224-3090. We are determined to remove the threat of nursing homes in this country. We don't need them. A person is safer in their own home, much better off with the help they need. You know, they have to be able to get the help they need, and the government should pay for half of that. The agencies should raise money for that too, to bring back a telethon for the disabled, to finance safety in the homes of people who wouldn't have to go to nursing homes. That's the Inner Sight dream. All right, Mad or Glad Monday. around the world, all the beautiful children of the world, please remember them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Holly Campbell, and Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, to mention a few of them. And we include, even though we don't know the names, we include all those children who lost their lives in Texas. So don't forget. And our idea to protect children still stands. We're going to do more shows on that. Trained dog at the door with an officer. And right inside the door, a metal detector. So you've got a double protection there. The dog doesn't pick up the weapon, the metal detector can. That's what they should have at every school. Keep the door locked. Person comes in, you know, they clear them and they're good. All right. Inner Sight. Around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. Let's see. Let me go down the week. Tomorrow night is open mic. Wednesday is our nursing home program. Thursday night show, subject. It escapes me at the moment, but I'm sure that I'll be reminded of it somewhere along the way. Friday's the funnies. We have fun here on Friday, goofing around. Louis is here, and Jimmy Dinnigan, one of our characters, an old school buddy of mine, always getting into trouble. We take the old funny shows, Lauren Hardy, Gleason, and sort of bring them into the modern day and goof around, you know, Friday night. Friday Night Frolics is the name of that show on Friday. All right, Inner Sight. And let's see if we can get the, hopefully, get the phones open so that people can call in live and express your mad or glad over anything. I'm always glad that I have my Akita guide dog. There's a perpetual glad for me. 818 New York. Mad or Glad Monday. All right. And, you know, there are so many people.
Hello.
Disabled and otherwise trapped in shelters.
Yeah,
you know, we got a call the other day.
Yeah.
A woman that we helped, we certified her service dog. And she's in a shelter.
Yeah.
So her and her friend found an apartment. But they couldn't afford it. It was more than they could afford. You know, they only get so much money. I think it was like dollars off. You know. Now, why doesn't every agency have a fund to help with that, you know? And when I say help, I mean help where the person will not be penalized because the money's not going to them.
That's right.
It's going to the landlord. See?
That's how I feel about
it. If these agencies were mandated for that and they had to raise the money, people could get out of these shelters.
Yes, they can.
Because many a times it's a matter of a few dollars, $100
yeah,
or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
Having an apartment or not.
That's true.
So you see how the state and the government waste money?
Oh, they do.
They'll keep people in a hotel.
Oh, yes, they will.
But they won't give them the extra $100 or a couple hundred to get them into an apartment.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, what a dilemma.
I know.
Yeah, Inner Sight, welcome.
Ah, thank you.
Mataglad.
Mm-hmm.
Monday night, New York. And you can call in 213-816-1650. I want to express you a matter of glass. All right, you got a matter of glass?
Yeah, I sort of do. Right. I get frustrated when I can't see. They can make it a lot larger just with their regular stuff, and it would be a whole lot better.
When you can't see what? You didn't finish your
in general, sentence. Just when I can't see when I'm reading something.
Anything that you can't.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you when I was experiencing it. I was experiencing it when I put the, what is that, up? Oh, the petition. I was trying to work on the petition today, right?
Yeah.
And they don't have it large enough, and it's so thin, the text, that I'm sitting there squinting my eyes. I mean, can't they make it a tad bigger, you know? That's what I keep
saying. And there's
saying.
No voice on that?
No.
No voice?
No voice.
Wow. Well, that's where the, because there's no enforcement.
I know.
You know?
It's dead.
The other day I was in this new place that opened up.
Yeah.
And they have this new device where you pay with your debit card, you know? Now that thing there's no sound on it, there's no talk.
No.
You know? They don't even have a receipt. On this new thing.
Wow.
You know?
That's pathetic. You know that it's
so,
new. I'm sorry. Continue.
How are you supposed to know what you paid for? You can't read it.
Exactly. You could have a sale there
and
not even know it. It's crazy.
Now, they have other devices in other stores that are a little better because they have a little bell on it.
A voice. Yeah.
No voice, a bell.
Oh, okay.
And the receipt comes out, so you know that the card went through, but you can't read the receipt.
Yeah.
So, we're going from bad to worse here.
Yeah, I'd say.
If they're coming out with devices that are silent and you can't read,
yeah.
You know?
It's terrible.
I mean, that's pretty horrible.
What makes me upset about it is that these are brand, supposedly, and I'm going to put quotation marks, that these are supposedly just, you know, brand new devices. So, I mean,
yeah.
It'd be nice to, you know that once you created something, you know, that it would work, you know.
For everybody.
So, for everybody, yeah.
It's even how horrible it is for the deafblind, this thing.
Oh, God. I mean,
what the hell
I
are you supposed to do? Go die someplace?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they want you to do. See, everything
in the nursing home.
Is constructed in this system for the disabled. Everything is constructed and made to try to drive you into a nursing home.
I believe it.
I mean, just analyze the system, and you'll see what I mean.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
You got, here's a mad, you got programs, but those programs don't protect you.
No, they don't.
Won't keep you out of a nursing home. In fact, those programs can backfire on you and be used to put you in the damn place.
Because the key is, you want to hear something really strange? Why would you make a program that when the key is like this? You have to qualify to be in a nursing home first so then they could prevent you from being taken and put in a nursing home. Isn't that the stupidest thing you've ever heard of?
Sure. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because down the road, they can say, oh, this person qualified to be in the nursing home, Your
Honor.
That's
right.
There's the proof. There's the proof.
Yeah.
And you can be damn ass sure that they're going to have documentation in writing about that.
Up the yin-yang on that one.
That's why
I'd
they
like,
have that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Crazy. Absolutely.
If they
crazy.
Didn't want people in nursing homes, they wouldn't have that.
That's right. I agree with you.
So the
terrible.
Whole system functions
yeah, terrible.
On that level.
Yeah.
You know. Even when you're denied a service dog.
Yep.
It's functioning on that level. Like my friend Joe Delgado said to me several years ago when I told him I was denied the dog and because I lost my job and all that. You know what his comment was?
Yeah.
Well, don't you need the dog to get the job?
That's true.
And he's right.
Yeah, he's right. You need the dog to get you there.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep.
So
we were talking
they
about
deny
that.
They deny people the dog. Now,
yeah.
How many people from that have been pushed into a nursing home?
Probably a lot.
Sure.
Yeah.
That you don't know about.
That's right.
Yeah. Person's up in age. They
yeah.
need the dog. They deny the dog. They get tired of all this crap. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my daughter wants to put me in a nursing home.
Yeah.
How are they going to fight that?
They can't. They really can't. Very sad.
The money is there to fight it, but that money is not controlled by the person who needs it.
That's the sad part right there. It
There's
is.
The system.
It is.
More than a sad part, the evil part.
Very evil, yeah. I mean,
it's
I'm going to say this straight up. Yeah, it is. It really is.
To do that to somebody.
Yep.
And if I'm wrong, let the state prove me wrong.
That's right. Let them come on our show and prove us wrong, period.
Yeah. Put the money in the name of the disabled person so we can
that's
stay
right.
out of friggin' nursing home.
Yeah.
Prove
that's
me
the
wrong.
Worst nightmare.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I dare you.
To me, I dare them too. To me, that's the worst thing that you could ever do to a person. The absolute worst thing. And they did
the
it to my mom.
The whole system is set up that way. You go to a hospital, you're disabled. You need a procedure, whatever the hell it is. That hospital brings you closer to a nursing home.
It's just
that's
everything. Everything in the system is designed to make you fail, period.
You go to a rehab center. I stumbled upon a person the other day, lovely person, I hope she's listening, Valerie, who works for social service. Her mom is in rehab, and she said to me, I go there every day to make sure they don't pull a fast one on my mother. How do you like this?
And
she
I
works
knew it.
For them.
Yeah. She's at the APS. That's crazy.
Wow.
But let me explain
system.
What that is. That's Adult
we
Protective
deal
Services.
With.
I know.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. But they won't protect a person from going into a nursing home.
No, they won't. They put my mom there.
and this woman is so upset about all this that she tells me, I find myself apologizing to people that I have to help.
Yeah.
That the system is not better. And you're like
yeah.
this.
That's crazy.
Now, to me, that sounds like an inner sight person.
Yeah. Yep, I see that coming. You know?
All right. How about the Able News? You want to line that up? We'll
yeah. Hang on.
Do
I don't understand. Do you hear something strange in the line? It's like humming.
The line?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Oh, all right. Let me just play the advertisement.
You don't have any television on or anything, do you?
No. I just hear humming.
No,
right, I'm going to play
the
ad. Okay, here it comes.
Inner Sight.
Yep.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right.
Inner Sight. Mad or glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call in. I would say that every disabled person
mm-hmm.
is undoubtedly mad or should be mad about the fact
mm-hmm.
that these nursing homes exist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, turn them into accessible housing. We don't need nursing homes. We need housing.
No, we don't. Yes, we do.
A lot more than we need nursing homes.
That's right.
All right.
Very sad situation when you see even your friends that you thought that were doing okay, and they're going into a nursing home. And you're like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how many people now, over 20 years ago now, I went
mm-hmm.
to Washington
mm-hmm.
with my dear friend June Roberts
attend
a demonstration. You know, Mikasa, they called it.
I remember
my
that.
House. Let me
yeah.
stay in my house, you know.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many of those people who were in that demonstration
mm-hmm.
are now in nursing homes.
Oh, that'd be sad.
I'll never know the answer to that question.
Because there's nothing
but
you can't find it.
I gotta believe that a certain percentage have wound up in nursing homes.
That's terrible. Really,
who demonstrated to try and
save it.
Do something about it. Of course, when I was there, it was very unclear. There was no solution.
Yeah.
Now we have a solution to work with.
Yes, we do.
Turn them into accessible housing.
We need that badly. We do.
Oh, we do.
You know, how many people,
so
I say to myself, it's got to be a whole bunch of people who are just trying to find, you know, a home out of all this situation, and that would be the perfect way of, you know, taking people out of the horrible system, the evil system, and putting them in, you know, to something that's going to help them, actually, in the long run.
Well, how many people are in shelters who are maybe up in age, not old, but, you know, and they're tired of the system
and
all right, I'll go to a nursing home, you know.
No, I would never do that. You know, it's so
people do.
Weird.
They
oh,
don't
yeah,
want
they
to.
They have no choice. They don't want to, no. I'll tell you something. Somebody better come and get me out because they'll probably put me in an insane asylum because I'll be so, you know, upset that they're, you know, leaving me there and putting me in a nursing home. I won't be happy.
Well, what you got to do is call Inner Sight.
Oh, I know that.
Call us every night.
Yeah, I will.
You know, from the nursing home.
Yeah.
If need be.
Yeah.
That's what people should do.
Yep.
Call us and let us know and support our news conference coming up in September.
Yep.
And let's...
people know.
Let's make a big thing over this and get some politician to see that nursing homes are not needed in this country.
No,
housing is. Accessible housing is.
Yes, it is. For both the disabled and the elderly. They need it desperately. For
sure.
Real.
For all those who are eligible.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's one of our biggest projects right now.
Yeah, it is. We were thinking, remember we said that if you denied a guide dog, it's another way that they can get you into a nursing home. And I believe that. I really do. Because I just, you know, prove me wrong. Really, prove me wrong that nothing that we do that we're getting a no answer to that is going to push us into a nursing home. Prove me wrong.
What did you
eventually
say about denying a guide dog? What?
Yeah, you said something earlier before we went on air, and you said, I can only imagine, you know, that if you denied a guide dog, you know, all these years.
Oh, I just said
then,
that on air a few minutes ago. It was on.
Yeah,
there.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, how many people has that happened to?
Yeah, many.
You know? We don't know. We can only guess.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
So terrible.
I was talking to a friend of mine today who's blind, was denied the
mm-hmm.
dog. And hello, Regina. She recently moved to Pennsylvania.
Mhm.
And she's in her 60s, you know, and she's thinking, well, where am I going to go?
Yeah.
You know. People think about this. People are afraid of it.
Yes, they are. I'll tell you, I am. I'm not going to be happy if I eventually go totally blind and they take a dog from me when they put me in a nursing home. Uh-uh. It ain't going to happen to me. Nope.
Nursing home.
I'm going to make the biggest stink that they're going to not want me in a nursing home. That's the truth.
213-816-1650, Inner Sight, Matter Glad, Monday. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, let me look. We have, let's see, Anthony from Brooklyn and an unidentified number. I don't know. This one, you know, I don't want to say it on there. That's not good. But it's the beginning is 455. Do you know anybody that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, does Anthony want to be on air?
Not yet. He's listening.
Okay. How about our mystery caller?
When he wants, he usually presses
caller.
In. You want to take the other one?
If they want to be on air, sure.
They haven't pressed number one yet.
No,
so
all right.
So when they press number one, we'll take them.
Just so people
maybe
know, you when you call in, you can either listen or you can speak on the program, all right? You push number one, you'll be in the queue to speak.
Yep.
All right, so just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Matt or Glad Monday, and I mean, we have a lot to be glad about. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Number one glad that, you know, you should have is your health.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, they say if you got your health, you got everything. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. So be glad about that. You got your health, you know, and, people should try to learn more about holistic health and healing rather than lean toward the medical profession, because all they know is
now,
one way.
I know from what you've told me in the past that if you have a doctor just to, you know, help you with, you know, some stuff to get things approved, you still need a doctor to do all that. So I would, you know, I would like to say that there's a doctor who would just say to you, hey, listen, maybe you should try this way of doing it and go to alternative care. I've seen my doctor who's actually wants to put me in the hospital because I have an infection in my body. Well, I'm not too keen about that because he wanted to keep me 7 days in the hospital. I told him, no, I don't want to go. You're making me more sick that way. I don't want to go to a hospital.
I don't blame you. What else? You could catch other things in there, especially if you already have an infection.
Yeah, I have a bad infection right now in my body.
A tip about that, get some dandelion tea.
Yeah?
Dandelion is a natural
dandelion
antibiotic.
Yep.
Get it in the health store, organic.
I've been drinking it since the weekend.
Dandelion tea. One of the best things for infection.
I'm going to get straight dandelion and cook it. I mean, I think that would be pretty
good.
Well,
that too, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
because I don't want to degrade the dandelion by cooking it. I don't know any other way of making it, though.
The trouble with the medical profession is that they're so closed-minded.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they don't believe in natural healing.
Which is wrong, in my eyes.
Yeah, because there's a lot of good healing.
Yeah. They should do some of it. You know, what made me really happy? I did something that was really, I had a foot, one of my, feet, actually was totally infected maybe about a few weeks ago. I grabbed my local honey that came from, the store, and I was lucky. I found our local producers with the honeybees and all that. I was really happy about that. So I went and I just put the honey on my foot. And it sounds crazy, but honey is a great antiseptic. Do you know that thing healed in one day?
Yeah, it is.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The doctor, when I showed it to him, I said to him, it's gone. I used the medical grade honey. And he said to me, oh, my God, you're really kidding me, aren't you? I said, no, I'm not. It went away. He said, I would
have
put you in.
You didn't have to pay him.
Yeah. that's exactly
the good
right. Yeah.
Not only did it go away, you didn't have to pay him.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been expensive for sure.
Well,
I was
one of the
that
things I would like to have is an inner sight doctor, a doctor who would work with us.
Yeah.
You know, who believes in what
healing.
We're doing.
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't believe in these ridiculous nursing homes and doesn't believe that people should be there.
That's right.
A doctor like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have the money, you could find somebody like that.
Yeah, and put them in a...
I'm sure a lot
of
good people would jump at the chance.
Oh, of course, yeah. Because just imagine how many people that we know that had to go in the hospital for one thing or another and got worse. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, yeah.
Now, when we get these nursing homes out of here and people are in their own homes, if you have a doctor who works with you, like a main, a main doctor, and other people have to go in to examine the person, or nurses and all that, your inner sight doctor could teach them and work with them.
That's right.
See? That's how that could work.
Yes.
Yeah, you have the money, you pay the people.
Yep.
And have people who believe in what we're doing.
Yes, definitely.
That's a big plus right there.
Yes, it is.
I mean, the way it is now, you've got these aides, you've got these social workers, you got all these people who would rat you out.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
now,
they
let me
see
something. Not right.
They're told, if you see this, that, or the other thing, we have to know, let us know.
Right away.
They want to try to put the person away.
I'm wondering one thing out of that. Do they get paid in their paycheck for ratting somebody out? I'd love to know that.
I don't know, but I'm gonna try to before we do the news conference.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to get that investigated.
I really wish.
I mean, that would be a great
story.
Piece of information.
Yes, it will.
If we could expose that at the news conference.
Yes. The thing is these people, you got to understand, that's something moral that they don't want to say anything. They like the person, they like working there, but yet they really have a low income, so they have to, you know, try and get another means by which they can make money.
Well, people don't want to lose their job, you know, and they don't want to be in a position where they won't be able to work as an aide anymore. They got all these things hanging over their head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the way the system is.
Yeah. It's disgusting. That's all I have to say.
It should be the opposite.
Right.
You know,
it really should be.
It should be that the person should be trained and helping their client, whatever you want to call them, the individual they're working for, to stay in their own home.
That's right.
See?
In reality, they should be getting paid for helping them to do that instead of paid, you know, for, you know, ratting them out. And you know what?
I know
that I'm just going to say the person who's been dealing with me, covering for somebody, I'm not going to say the person's name because it hasn't been proven without a shadow of a doubt. It's just hearsay. You know, somebody told me that she was talking about me. I don't like that. I mean, talk.
Yeah, well, that's what they
got
to do. They
got
to report back to the agency.
Yeah, and I think
or they're talking
totally
to they're talking to their friend,
fellow
aide, and so and so says to so and so, hey, you better report that.
Yeah.
You see?
As
how that
simple
works?
As that. Yeah, no.
I bet that
it's
happens every day in this country.
Yeah. It happened to me.
When somebody gets reported.
Yeah, I know.
And they're being pushed into a nursing home.
I won't doubt it.
You know?
Yep. But
when,
they're
in fact,
have a hell of a time.
It should be the other way around.
Yeah.
The money should be used to keep people out of nursing homes. With
That's
the goal of getting rid of them.
That's right. Make them accessible housing.
All right.
You won't be sorry.
We're on television on rerun Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. 3 on the Spirit Channel on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And Thursday night, 7:30 on the Altice. Reruns until we can get back in the studio.
Yeah, we're hoping soon.
Anybody out there, we're looking for someone who has knowledge of how to do a program on Facebook and Instagram. So if you have any knowledge of that, you want to help in a site, if you have a business, we'd be happy to advertise your business for free. You help us.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're exploring that and want to find out
how to
get on to that media.
Of course.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Around the world. Mad or glad Monday. And we want to make everybody glad. We want to make every disabled person and every person who is eligible for a nursing home glad by getting rid of the nursing home.
That's right.
Then you'll no longer be eligible.
That's right. Well, you won't have to worry about going in one. Period.
Yeah.
Done.
You can stay in your own home, and you'll have the help you need.
That's right.
All right. Another way we're going to do that is what we call Volunteers for Freedom.
That's right.
Where certified aides would donate X amount of hours,
mm-hmm.
and we'll pay them, we'll pay one of their bills, that is.
Yeah.
So they won't have to pay one of the bills that particular month.
Yeah, like their rent, their car payment. Those are big bills. They really are. And if we could, you know, from a private fund that has been developed with the, you know, the help from, you know, private organizations, let me say, that's a big help, a real big help for people who are just barely making it. And I know, even though I'm disabled, I know I'm barely making it. I had to keep an extra $400 this month, and it's only a measly $400. You know, I priced it out, and I'm saying to myself, $400 now just kept me afloat for the rest of the month. That's exactly what I did it for. I needed to, you know, pay for some stuff. Meanwhile, before, it was going all towards my rent. I'm telling you, you're begging Peter to pay Paul? That's crazy.
It's a struggle.
It is.
It's a struggle. And if you find some way to make some money, then you get into the situation, oh, am I going to get in trouble?
Yeah. Really. It's the truth.
You know? And that shouldn't be.
I got my COLA payment. They say you have to, you know, do certain things and blah, 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 blah. I'm so tired of hearing it all, Frank. I really am. But I got the extra payment. Now, I looked at it, and I'm saying, this is going to make me much over, and I have to take the extra part of this and put it into the bank. But I can't do that once I deposit it into my checking account. They're going to say, oh, look at this extra money. She doesn't need that. Let's put it in, you know, our system, in our bank, and let's
donate it to
your
favorite charity.
Oh, I know who my favorite charity is. That's not a hard thing.
Donate it to your favorite charity. That's all I'm going to say on the air, and we'll make sure it's safe.
Taken care of. Yep.
All right, Inner Sight. And Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. We got about 5 minutes left on the show, so anybody want to make a quick call in?
Yeah. Or
feel free to do so.
Listening. Oh, Anthony wants to talk now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Anthony from Brooklyn, Inner Sight Live.
Here he comes. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. Yes,
hey.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey.
How are you?
How you doing?
So, I'm okay. So, yeah, don't worry about, you know, if the aides are gossiping about you, because it really won't amount to anything, even if they're reporting to the agency that they feel that you need to be in a nursing home, because they know that half of what these aides report is 90% of two syllables of the word that we can't say on the air, BS, you know, because they all have something against these clients. They don't like them because they don't want to clean or cook or do laundry, you know, or maybe they don't like the person because of their nationality, or they don't want to have to take care of someone that has, you know, a certain type of disability, you know. So unless it's really something really bad and, you know, they get, you know, reports of it, then they'd send a social worker to evaluate you, you know, and a nurse to see if you really can be in a nursing home. But if you're on the diversion program, they're going to avoid that anyway.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really worry about it because, you know, these aides are not really trained to that extent to say that a person needs to go to a nursing home. They're not qualified for that. They're over-glorified chore workers. So basically, you know, it's a bunch of nonsense and you have nothing to worry about it. So don't lose sleep over it because they don't mean anything. And, you know, excuse me for saying this, but a lot of these home health aides are nothing but a bunch of low-life ghetto trash welfare recipients who never wanted to work a day in their life. So, you know, don't worry about it.
I like it.
You know, sleep well. And, you know, they don't really mean anything in your life in that sense, Suzanne, to make an impact in your life. I mean, they come and go. If you have someone good while they stay good, you know, keep them, and then when they're not, you know, they'll leave, or you'll get rid of them, you'll get fed up with them, get someone else, try to hold on to them as long as you can, but, you know, they don't own you, they don't control you, and, you know, you're not a slave to them. I mean, we might have to do a whole lot of butt-kissing, you know, and you might feel that way, but they're not going to come and, you know, pull you out of your bed and force you to, you know, get in an ambulance and be driven to a nursing home and all that because some, you know, ghetto low life.
Oh, they can't do it that way. They got to take you to court.
Right, exactly. Right, and
or
right, and these 18, 19-year-old girls that don't even know how to clean a bathroom or do laundry aren't, you know, going to be taken seriously, and they wouldn't go to court or anything to, you know, fight to get you put there because they don't really give a load of fecal matter. They just like to run their mouths and BS, so don't worry about it. It's just you saying that struck my nerve because a lot of people seem to think that these people have some kind of power over you, and they really don't. They come, they clean your house, they cook for you, they make your bed, they take care of you, and they get the hell out. And that's that. And that's all I wanted to say. So.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Anthony, for that advice.
Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's
pleasure.
Helpful.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Inner Sight, and tomorrow night open mic where you can pick your own subject.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Thank all our listeners. Hey, give me a tally. You got a tally? We get a new.
Yeah, I do
a
actually.
115,149.
It went up a little.
Oh, all right. 115,149
yeah.
listens. Yeah. All right, we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's
we certainly
sure.
are.
And, be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And, yeah, keep up the good fight. We don't
definitely.
Stop until it's done.
That's right.
Inner Sight. Around the world. Thank you very much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night live on Inner Sight. And till then, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night.